The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. J.J. Watt is moving to Arizona, Tony. You need to come join us out there.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Do they have any addicts in Arizona?
Yeah, you know, some of those old Wright homes, they have addicts. But, you know, it's a onesie out here, one level. No stairs.
That's what I thought. Because in the hot climates, because hot air rises
in the
hot
days,
climates.
Yes.
They don't build, you know, they don't build three-story places. They keep it on the same level. It's easier to cool that way.
You got to stay with everybody else.
I don't know that there are attics.
One level, big boy, with everybody else. You got to play nice.
Right, so what good is it for me if there's no attic? Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Alex Smith needs a new team. The college basketball season just got more interesting. And the Rockets have lost 11 in a row.
Woo!
But we begin today with news from J.J. Watt that he is signing with the Arizona Cardinals. Reports are they are giving Watt a two-year, $31 million deal with $23 million guaranteed. Wilbon, this must make you feel great since it's yet another one of your many home teams.
Stop.
How much better does this make the Cardinals in what might be the toughest division in the NFL?
Well, Tony, you start with familiarity. And J.J. Watt goes and plays for coordinator Vance Joseph, who had been a position coach, I think, defensive backs in Houston earlier, where they became familiar with one another. And then J.J. Watt joins some talented players on defense, starting with Chandler Jones, who has even more sacks over the last, I don't know, seven or eight seasons than J.J. Watt, with Buda Baker and Patrick Peterson and the young Isaiah Simmons, who's probably like 21 or 22 years old, and Jordan Hicks. They got players. They already have what they think is an offense, but you need a defense. Everybody looks at what Tampa just did when they shut down Kansas City in the Super Bowl. They say, okay. So this old adage about defense win championships is not just an adage. It's a reality. And so J.J. Watt joins a group of people with his familiarity and talent, and the Cardinals have to feel better about their chances today than yesterday.
It makes me feel so good whenever we talk about the Phoenix Suns or the Arizona Cardinals, that you can name everybody on the team and you can tell everybody how great they are as players and people, and that's fine. I didn't see this coming at all. I thought he would go to a place like Green Bay because he's from Wisconsin, or Buffalo because he talked about Buffalo, or Cleveland because everybody said Cleveland was a possibility. I didn't see this at all. If you're Arizona, I think it's hard to say the following sentence. Oh, we're locked for the Super Bowl because that division is loaded. The Rams are really good, and they got Matthew Stafford. The 49ers were in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. If they get Garoppolo back, maybe they're really good. Seattle now, Mike, I think has to think twice about getting rid of Russell Wilson, and they're a perennial playoff team, but you could fall off the edge of the earth in that division now. I think it makes for a very interesting division, but unless they expand the playoffs to, I don't know, 28 teams, that's a tough ask to get into the playoffs as multiple teams from that division, because it is that good, right? It's that good.
So that's why you got to get better. Good for the Arizona Cardinals. If your division is good, what do you want to do? Slink back into the morass? No, get better.
No.
Go out and get a future Hall of Fame player and pair him with a guy who may be a future Hall of Fame player on the offensive side who could have picked up the phone and said, J.J., let's go, dude. We got this now. We are going to move ahead of the overrated by Tony Kornheiser Rams, and the San Francisco 49ers are sinking back, and Russell Wilson may be off who knows where. We got
this.
Go.
Who is the guy you think should make that call? Tell me that again. You didn't name him. Who is he?
What? Mr. Hopkins, the receiver, who's great,
because
who may be the best receiver in the league right now, maybe.
Stop for a second.
Okay.
Didn't Hopkins tweet out about a month ago to J.J. Watt personally, come over here
let's finish the job we started? Yes.
Right. Okay. As long as we name him, because that was the tweet that may have been
Hopkins,
influential.
I'm just saying, Tony, they got a nice ensemble there. Nobody's going to say they're a lock. They're not a lock. But they got a better team now. And I, you know what? It's interesting. having talked to veteran players when they're locked in with a bunch of other teams and they can't separate themselves like roller derby. And they get a guy at the trade deadline or going into the season, whenever they get him, and they talk about how good they feel because they think their management team, their front office has their back. I would think that the Arizona Cardinals players must feel like that right now.
And I think the Rams players feel exactly that way about Matthew Stafford.
They should.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
We move now to an NFL Network report that the Washington football team will part ways with Alex Smith, who was 5-1 as a starter this year. In a recent article in GQ, Smith was critical of the team's standoffishness in training camp. Washington now has Taylor Heinicke and Kyle Allen as returning quarterbacks. Smith will become a free agent. So, Tony, what does this mean for the football team and for Alex Smith?
Well, I don't know that Alex Smith is necessarily a starter in the NFL anymore. The team won games with him out there. He did not perform particularly well. I think he was the 31st rated quarterback. But this to me is sort of like if you have a dog and your dog can actually sing opera, you don't need somebody going up to you and saying, but your dog is off key. No, the point is my dog can sing opera. Alex Smith almost died. He came back and played in the NFL. This is incredible. It's absolutely incredible. From a football standpoint, Mike, I understand if they want to move on from him. I get that. Ron Rivera has quarterbacks he may prefer. He got rid of Dwayne Haskins, another guy he inherited. He's got Heinicke. He had Kyle Allen in Carolina. I get all of that. From a football decision, it's probably fine, although I'm sure he's appreciative of what Alex Smith did. But Alex Smith, in the two seasons he was there, he was 11-5 as a starter. Mike, you know this, in the last 10 years, there's no quarterback they've had was anywhere near that.
Not since anywhere Robert Griffin in 2000 and whatever that was. Maybe that was like a 12, maybe 2012. I don't know when that was. Long time ago. But, Tony, good for – this is the divorce that was in the making. The moment you read those sentences, no matter what side of this you want to come down on, I was like, okay, this is done now, all right? And Alex Smith, I know one of the rumors will take him to Chicago, where who's coaching there? Oh, wait, a guy that he had in Kansas City and had some success with, and they know each other. All right, so and that was part of our first story just now about J.J. Watt and playing for a familiar coordinator. That is going to come up in the case of the Chicago Bears also. And wherever Alex Smith goes, Tony, I think that that team will appreciate him more because he will be somewhere between just simply loved, which he has been in the league, generally speaking, and an admiration, an inspirational figure for what he has come back, as you outlined, to just play, to go from, yes, perhaps dying, losing your life, to playing in the NFL again. So wherever he goes, I would think that would be sort of a sigh of relief when Alex Smith decides on that team and gets there. And the Washington team, I don't know that either of those two guys is any good. Who knows whether those guys are frontline quarterbacks?
Yeah, I'm staying with Alex Smith for a second. Wherever he goes, he can certainly be a backup. He can also be a mentor. It's almost like you're getting an extra coach right there. You mentioned the Bears, a place he could land because he played for them, played in Kansas City. He could land in Kansas City and back up. I'll give you the one I think is most sort of off the board but makes the most sense, Jacksonville. He played for Urban Meyer in college, if I'm not mistaken, and he could really help with Trevor Lawrence. He could be, you know, the eyes and the ears of Trevor Lawrence. So I like that as a good fit for him. Let's go to an NBA potpourri question. You know, Mike, that I didn't watch any of these games, and I know that you watched them all. So I want you to tell me which is the most important development of the following six results. Giannis and the Bucks beating the Clippers for their fifth straight win. LeBron and the Lakers turning it around with two wins over the weekend. The Heat having won six straight, including beating Utah. The Mavericks snapping the Nets' eight-game win streak. The Knicks getting above 500 and somehow sitting in the fourth spot in the East. And the Rockets losing 11 straight, including by 50 last night to Memphis. Wilbon, Go.
Let me dismiss the Rockets. I told you in a text earlier going into the weekend, the Rockets have no team because everybody's out. So let's dismiss them. Brooklyn can't win every game. They won like 8 straight or something. The longest winning streak since you were covering the team and like Julius was there and you both had a whole lot of hair. So we're dismissing that. Yeah. We're dismissing LeBron and the Lakers because nothing's wrong with LeBron and the Lakers that Anthony Davis's return in some time won't cure. So we're going to get rid of all of that. We're going to concentrate on the Bucks, who needed to do this, Tony, after losing 5 straight games. I think that's significant. The Heat winning 6 straight. And by the way, the last one last night was without Jimmy Butler. And the Knicks with Tibbs in 4th. That's a showstopper. I think the most important development for the long-term part of the season is the Bucks. Because the Bucks are, they finished atop the Eastern Conference in terms of regular season wins for 2 straight years. They need to get going, and the Heat coming back to where they were last year is important. But the Knicks, I know this confounds you because you say the Knicks have no chance to do anything but be the Knicks, and you might be wrong.
Yeah, well, I'll get to that somewhere down the road. I will just give you my personal highlights. My first highlight was Paul George missing another late go-ahead shot, as he always does. He shouldn't have given himself the nickname Playoff P. The nickname should be Not Mr. Clutch. And my second is the Rockets losing, and I'm gonna tell you why. They're 11-21 now. I sat on this show and I said to you when Washington made that trade and they got Russell Westbrook, I said he's a far superior player to John Wall. The Wizards would be a lot better, which they are, and the Rockets would not win 35 games. And you said, the Rockets are going to make the playoffs easily. So I believe I had that.
But their roster, the other one, they would. They don't have it.
What we agree with is the Heat. They're 10-3, I think, in their last 13. Yeah. I like them as a team because they play with each other, not against each other, as you often see in other teams like Philadelphia,
Let me put a write-in candidate in there, too. The Charlotte team, Tony, LaMelo Ball is a player. He has gone from putting parts of his game together to having all of it together. And he right now, I don't have a list of all the rookies, but he's played as well, if not better, than any and all of the rookies in the league. Ball is one of those guys now. He can be appointment viewing. He is that good in a stretch of games now.
Let's take one last break, but still to come, what does Baylor's first loss of the season do to the big picture in college basketball? It's not our last break.
And we'll give you our thoughts on Colin Morikawa's win and the many tributes to Eldrick Woods.
Well, who's writing this? This can't be our last break. This is the first break.
Who cares? It's a break.
Well, I don't know.
Pardon the interruption is brought to you by PlayStation 5. Play has no limits.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Exciting announcement, kids. You can now send in your mail time question as a TikTok. We'll never watch it because we don't know how, but maybe you'll have fun doing it. Let me see what's first.
Oh, I know how to get the TikTok. Don't throw me in there with you, big boy.
Does Baylor's loss to Kansas change your perception of the college basketball season?
Not at all. Not at all. Let's not make Baylor, which I know has been great all season, and has been really good for a few seasons. Let's not make them, you know, John Wooden's UCLA, okay? They don't define college basketball in any way, shape, or form. And Baylor struggled with Iowa State, then lost to Kansas, and that's not exactly a shock. You picked that as an upset anyway, if it's an upset at all.
I had it.
So, no, Tony, I don't think it sort of defines anything. We're still waiting to figure out what the shape of the college basketball season is. And we may get all the way to the tournament before we know what that is. So redefining it, no.
I think it makes one significant change.
What?
It leaves Gonzaga in a league of their own. They're the only undefeated team. This has happened with Gonzaga before. Their conference is pretty weak. They get to the tournament. They're not used to playing a bunch of good teams in a row, and they lose. But this year, they have some big wins. I grant they're early. They beat number 9 Iowa by 11. They beat number 10 West Virginia. They beat number 15 Virginia by 23, put 98 on them, which nobody does. They beat Kansas by 12 and put 102 on them, and they've won 21 straight by double digits. So they're in the driver's seat, and we will see what happens.
Illinois is going to beat Michigan in 2 days. Just keep that in mind.
Does Colin Morikawa's win make him a Masters favorite?
Tony, I don't think it makes him a Masters favorite, but it's important that he won that WGC event in Florida yesterday over this weekend. But what struck me even more was how eloquently he spoke about and to Tiger Woods.
Tiger means everything to me. And, you know, yes, he had the crash, and thankfully he's all right, and hopefully he has a quick and great recovery. But I don't think we say thank you enough, so I want to say thank you to Tiger. Because, you know, sometimes you lose people too early, and that's like, you know, Kobe, I lost my grandpa about a month ago, and you don't get to say thank you enough, so thank you guys.
I love this kid. I love his game, which sets up for a lot of different things, including apparently people think most, you know, major championships. I like his manner. I like everything about him. When he did that yesterday, Tony, and his voice broke, you could feel what he and a lot of golfers on all the different tours felt as they donned, you know, red and black, the traditional Sunday Tiger Woods outfit yesterday. It was just, I thought that it was so appropriate. It hit all the right notes.
Morikawa made two great saves for par at number 1 and number 11. He didn't let anybody get ahead of him. He won the tournament. And his comments are everything you say. But let me talk about those people wearing red and black. You know, like Rory McIlroy, another Nike guy, like Scottie Scheffler, like Phil Mickelson, a longtime rival, put on the red and black, like Annika Sorenstam in the women's tournament, like his old caddy, his first caddy, Fluff Cowan, put on red, okay, red and black. And Tiger's watching television. If Tiger did not know to this point that he was loved, he knows now. When Phil does that, when all these players do that, Tiger knows now he is loved. That's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, should the NFL add a wild card playoff game to Monday night?
Goodness.
Sure, ESPN will get it. Sure.
We'll offer our reflections on the life of the late, great Irv Cross.
It's the greatest pregame show of all time.
Yeah,
the NFL on CBS.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 58th birthday, Ron Francis, a hockey lifer. 23 seasons in the NHL, mainly with Hartford, Pittsburgh, and Carolina. 2 Stanley Cups with the Penguins. Francis was the GM of the Hurricanes. He's now the GM of the expansion Seattle Kraken. Hockey Hall of Fame, of course. But did you know this? Francis is 2nd all-time in assists. Only Gretzky has more. He's 5th all-time in points. Here's the top 8. You tell me which one made you go, whoa. Gretzky, Jagr, Messier, Gordie Howe, Ron Francis, Marcel Dion, Stevie Yzerman, Lemieux. Respect for Francis, right?
Yes, Tony, and when you play for those franchises, okay, maybe not the Whalers, but when you do that, you would think you could not possibly fly under the radar as far under and as long as Ron Francis. I happened to look up that assist thing the other day and was stunned.
Yeah, absolutely. Happy anniversary, Rick Pitino. On this day, 21 years ago, Pitino gave the most famous speech in his tenure as coach of the Celtics. It came directly after a buzzer-beater loss at home to Toronto. Pitino told the media, quote, Larry Bird is not walking through that door,
Larry
fans.
Bird's not walking
Kevin
through
McHale
door,
is not walking through that
Kevin
door.
McHale's not
and Robert Parrish is not walking through that door. And if you expect them to walk through that door, they're going to be gray and old. All the negativity that's in this town sucks, unquote. Pitino has been a winner everywhere he has coached but Boston. He was 102 and 146 there. He always seemed haunted after losing Tim Duncan to the Spurs in the lottery.
That's because he didn't have players who were great enough, Tony. It doesn't matter how great a coach you are in the NBA. And Pitino's a great coach. You are not going to win without great players. And he just didn't have enough of them in Boston.
A melancholy trails to Irv Cross, the pioneering broadcaster and standout defensive back for the Eagles and Rams, died yesterday at 81. Cross was the first black analyst doing football on national television. CBS hired him in 1971, and 4 years later put together the greatest pregame show in American sports, the NFL Today on CBS, the first live pregame show. There were Cross, his college classmate at Northwestern, Brent Musburger, Phyllis George, and Jimmy the Greek Snyder. On Sundays, tens of millions tuned in to see and hear what they had to say. Each member of that cast was the perfect choice. Musburger, the surviving member, said of Cross, quote, he was the ultimate teammate, to tell you the truth. He was the perfect personality for the group of egos he had to be around.
Tony, you can imagine if you were a kid, a student at Northwestern in the mid-70s. That show came on, debuted in 1975, NFL Today. We had just enormous pride, not being one of the football factories in the Big Ten, not being Michigan, not being Ohio State, but two of the faces on that show, Brent and Irv, enormous pride for us. And I only met him once. I don't know how that happened. I was probably too scared to walk up to him when he was on campus. Just an enormous figure, but a gracious man. And it's just he was a pioneer in ways that he shouldn't have been, but was so humble and gracious as that.
One omission today, the Hawks parted ways with head coach Lloyd Pierce. I don't even know who he is.
That's amazing. Tony Pierce is one of the central figures of this summer in social justice and leading men and women in that bubble. Very surprising that he's gone now. I don't get that.
I thought Atlanta was pretty good this year.
Me
Let's
too.
The big
I don't
finish.
Understand it, him being gone.
Peter King reports that the NFL could add a Monday night wildcard playoff game this season. Is that a good idea?
All the coaches will do is complain that they got one fewer day, one day short in the week next week. Florida State has reportedly agreed on a 5-year extension with Leonard Hamilton. What do you think of that?
Good. He's my age, and he built a good program there. Patrick Kane became the 100th NHL player to score 400 goals. Big deal?
Yes, especially since he did it against Detroit and crushed the Red Wing. Congrats. Buddy Hield, the fastest player ever to 1,000 threes. You impressed with that?
Never would have thought that. No, I wouldn't have. Last one, the Athletic reports that Joakim Noah is effectively retiring. Your thoughts?
Tony, one of the greatest defensive big men over the last 30 years in the NBA. It's too bad knee injuries took him out too soon.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
And I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow.